ride.
Awesome Fishing Radio would like to thank these sponsors: Andy Formal Company, Coastal Angler Magazine, Rolls Axles, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses, and Hook Up Lures.
This is Captain Keelan with Awesome Fishing Radio, and we're over here at the Tampa Tribune Outdoor Expo Boat Show, hosted by Frank Sargent. And Alan is my co-host. How you doing, Alan?
Hey, Captain Keelan, doing great. What did you call the show again?
I call it the Frank Sargent Show. That's what we've always called it, but it's actually called the Tampa Tribune Outdoor Expo and Boat Show, and it's hosted by Frank Sargent. But for years, we've known it to be the Frank Sargent Show, and we got Frank on the Frank Sargent on the other line. How are you doing, Frank?
Hey, doing great, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. Tell me, Frank, a little bit about the show this year. How, it seems to be a lot bigger than what it has been in the past.
Well, this is our 19th year, and today was our free day, and we really blew the doors off. We had a lot of people here from the minute the gates opened, and it stayed full pretty much all day. The vendors did a lot of good, and we're looking forward tomorrow to be even better. Tomorrow's the day when we have the kids' fishing derbies, dog training at the lakes out back. It's a great family day, and looks like the weather's going to be perfect for it this weekend.
Yeah, from what I saw, I mean, the weather is fantastic. Now, I heard through the grapevine, is there a possibility that they're actually going to have some shiners for the kids out there on the pond tomorrow? Is that true?
You know, I'm gonna be one of the first kids in line if they have those shiners for those bass, because that's going to be interesting. I don't think there's ever been a shiner pitched in that pond, and there are some huge bass in there they're never fished for. So we got to see some real production out there this year. It's going to be fascinating to watch.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, like I said, we were talking to Patrick from Coastal Angler Magazine. He's going to be doing some of the stuff with the kids' derby. And when he told me that, I thought, man, I want to be out there to see that. That is going to just be fantastic.
Yeah, you know, even in years past with fishing earthworms, they've caught bass as big as 8 pounds out of there and catfish to 10 pounds. So this should be real interesting this year. And the volunteers bait the kids' hooks. They help them cast. They take the fish off the hooks for them. And every child goes home with a goodie bag. So it's a nice event for the kids.
Yes, that is. That's going to be great. Anything? Now, you were talking about the dog thing out there. Now, that tell a little bit about that. What's going to be going
on
with that?
I got to say, that is so much fun to watch that. I've really enjoyed watching that in the past.
No. Phil DeVore brings his labs and his retrievers out there, and he shows you exactly how you can go about training a hunting dog, or you can go about training your house dog by using the same technique. So even though not all of us have the chance to have a duck dog or a waterfowl dog, just about every family's got a dog that needs some training, and Phil can give you some great tips on that. And plus, kids just love to watch that kind of thing. You know, the dogs are jumping off these platforms into the water, going out there and retrieving those dummies, and they're so well trained, and they love it so much. It's just a pleasure to watch them.
Frank, does the training only work on dogs?
You could probably train your children in the same way, but I'm not sure what the child welfare would say about it.
Yeah, you're reading my mind. I love it.
You know, one thing, Frank, I noticed, and, you know, Frank, you fished with me before, and we've done some fly fishing down south, and I was noticing in the flyer that you receive when you walk through the door, that one of your guest speakers is actually Bob Clouser, be talking about fly fishing at the expo.
Yeah, Bob is world famous as the originator of the Clouser minnow, which is probably the best known streamer fly that's ever been tied, and it catches just about everything that swims in salt water and fresh water. Bob is here at the Temple Fork booth. He will show you how to tie that fly. He talks about how to tie it up on stage, And he's also doing casting demonstrations every day on how to cast that fly or any sinking fly at the casting pond.
Neat.
So that's an education for anybody that wants to get into saltwater fly fishing or freshwater fly fishing for that matter.
Well, Frank, do you think people come for the educational opportunities or do they come hunting bargains?
Well, I think it's probably both. You know, we have 140,000 square feet of retail space here, and many of these vendors bring deals that they really don't offer in their stores. And so you see everybody walking around with handfuls of fishing rods and lures and line and all kinds of things. We have all sorts of boats for sale here, kayaks and airboats and every kind of flats boat that's ever been invented, bay boats and offshore boats. So if you're looking for something in that area, it's a great place to go shopping, too. And this year is probably the best year there's ever been to buy a boat.
Oh, yeah.
And then in addition to that, we have our Sportsman's University, which is just continuous seminars. We have six stages this year, which I think is probably more than we've ever had before. So it's a great place to come and learn all about fishing as well as get the stuff you need to do it.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed finding all the local resources at the show. I mean, you have the national vendors there, but then you have the local people where you can actually purchase a product. They're actually there. You get to meet them. I think that's a really neat aspect of the show.
Yeah, you know, every booth has a guide or maybe even the inventor of the lure in it. And so they can tell you exactly how to fish that lure and exactly what it applies to. So that's something special that you don't get when you go down to the big box store to buy your fishing tackle. It's a rare opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from and you know, one of the things you really want, you were talking a little bit earlier too about the speakers. You had Bob Clouser, and I think you've got a series of different speakers that you've got a bass tank there that you're going to have some speakers on, and you've got some fly casting areas that you're going to have some fly casters doing a booth too. You know, so there's going to be a lot there for people to get out there and actually be able to hear some of these people that they don't normally get the chance to hear from.
You bet. Well, it's a chance to meet some of our fishing heroes from the Bay Area, too. You know, Captain Bill Miller of Catch 47 TV is here. Billy Nobles and Mike Anderson of Real Animals is here. And so you'll just see a lot of fishing celebrities walking the aisles and also in the booths here. And that's a neat thing for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frank, we appreciate you coming on Awesome Fishing Radio and spending some time with us. And we're going to be talking with some of the other vendors and stuff there at the booth. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you through the weekend at the show.
Well, great. I'll be at the Tribune show or at the Tribune booth throughout the show. And I hope all your listeners will come by and say hello.
Yeah, y'all come on out and speak to Frank on Saturday, and we'll be here on Sunday. And if you would give them the time frames of the show, that would be fantastic.
Yes, sir. It's 10 to 7 tomorrow and 11 to 5 on Saturday. Admission is $8 for adults. It's free for kids 12 and under. And parking is $5 at the fairgrounds. Come on out and see us.
Appreciate it, Frank.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
When it comes to products that make fishing easier, the captains on Awesome Fishing Radio are pretty picky. So it's really no surprise that when they could fish with any jig head they want, they choose the one created by fishermen for fishermen. They choose hookup lures. Developed by Captain Hank Brown of the Florida Keys, these jig heads are designed to ride with the hookup to entice fish with a natural bait-like movement. And with a variety of colors and styles to choose from, hookup jigs have fast become a go-to lure for all the awesome fishing captains. And not only do they catch fish, they're a worthwhile investment in quality. Using durable mustad, Duratin, and stainless steel hooks, Hookup Lures offers not only jig heads, but quality bucktail rigs as well. They even have a fine assortment of high-quality offshore rigs that include ballyhoo rigs, gamefish rigs, ribbonfish rigs, barracuda lures, and trolling rigs. So if you want to use the same lures that Captain Keelan, Captain Steve, and Captain Keith use, then check out Hookup Lures at www.hookuplures.com. You'll soon find out why these jig heads are the lures that the guides choose when they need to put fish in the boat. And you'll be guaranteed some awesome fishing if you choose hookup lures.
Okay, Steve, cast over there at 12 o'clock right there. See the fish?
See them? How far?
Over there about 40 foot. Cast.
Can't see them. I'm not going to cast till
Steve,
I can see them.
Put your Costas on right now. Those new 580 lenses. You've got to turn around and have them on where you can see these fish, man, or you're going to blow our day.
There they are. Watch this, Keelan. Here they go.
Man, great hookup, man.
Andy Thornell Company. Outdoor clothing, footwear, and equipment since 1945. Our Orvis Fly Shop is one of the best in Florida, with over 700 fly patterns for saltwater, bass, and panfish. And we have a few hundred trout flies when you head for the mountains. And if you tie your own flies, we stock all of the materials and tools. Waders, vests, and the coolest fishing gadgets, including Boga grips and Calusa cast nets, are in stock. We wear fishing shirts year-round, and we have some of the best prices on Columbia, Ex Officio, and Under Armour shirts, including the new sunproof t-shirts and the buff head gear. And we realize that you cannot play every day, so we have some unexpected surprises, sport coats, dress shirts, and even neckwear for the gentlemen, and the ladies always find their way back to our custom jewelry shop. Andy Thornell Company, downtown Winter Haven, 299-9999, andythornell.com.
This is Captain Steve Nichols here of Awesome Fishing Radio, and along with Captain Keelan, our passion is fishing and helping others catch fish.
Captain Steve's right. We want to be on the water with our friends and family, not worrying about how we're going to get our boat there. That's why we rely on Rolls Axles trailers. Simply put, they're the most dependable trailer on the market.
That's because they're the only all-aluminum trailers made. They use only high-quality materials to produce a superior product. In fact, they have a patent on their aluminum springs.
And they're so confident that you'll never have to replace them that they offer a lifetime warranty on the spring. By using a combination of aluminum and stainless parts, Rolls Axle has created the only trailer you'll ever need.
They're located at 702 Hitchcock Street in Plant City, and you can check them out on the web at www.rollsaxle.com.
Or give them a call at 1-888-ROLLS-52. That is 1-888-765-5752. Make sure you told them that you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio.
Finally, a magazine published just for anglers who fish the Indian River Lagoon, Coastal Angler Magazine, with columns, news, events, and forums especially designed for the Florida fisherman. You can also check out the Coastal Angler online at CoastalAnglerMagazine.com. The Coastal Magazine for the Florida fisherman. Coastal Angler Magazine. It's also the magazine for Awesome Fishing Radio. Coastal Angler, subscribe today. Just log on to CoastalAnglerMagazine.com.
The show is continued. Winter Mosquito Lagoon with Mike Rathjen, Part 2.